content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm happy to be back reading to you from Ladies Magazines. We'll be doing that for the next half hour. Let's get started on this one from Better Homes and Gardens. Sleep on this. You may know how long you sleep every night, but do you know how well you sleep? The quality of your shut-eye is as important as the quantity. Let's find out how to get the rest our bodies need. 1 in 3 Americans is chronically sleep-deprived, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And a Better Homes and Gardens magazine survey, 76% of readers said they very often wake up feeling tired. Only 5% rated their sleep quality as very good. Consistent, restful sleep is one of the most effective ways to maintain good health, reduce stress, and boost memory and productivity, says Sarah Mednick, Ph.D., Associate Professor of Cognitive Science at the University of California, Irvine. Lying in bed for 8 hours but not getting deep regenerative sleep can be as bad as sleeping for very few hours. Are your Z's subpar? Here's a quiz to find out. Then we can read on for science-backed tips and tools to make the most of those precious hours of shut-eye. So here is our quiz. How often do you snack? A, mainly after dinner. B, throughout the day, and I often crave sugary stuff. And C, when I do snack, it's usually something healthy between meals. If you answered A or B, poor sleep, maybe throwing your hunger hormones out of whack. Question 2, my memory is A, sharp as ever. B, I feel fuzzy-minded a lot of the time. Or C, I often struggle to recall words and forget where I put my keys. If you answered B or C, your memory is begging for better sleep. And question 3, if I'm being honest, my mood can often be described as A, sad, B, short-tempered, C, anxious, or D, none of the above. If you answered A, B, or C, poor sleep may be worsening your mood. So, how good sleepers get their rest? You can incorporate some or all of these tips into your routine to get quality Z's. The first one, practice calm and slow breathing. If I wake up and can't fall back asleep, I do some belly breathing. I inhale for 4 counts and exhale for 6, focusing on my stomach expanding during the inhale and contracting on the exhale. Breathing at this rate is soothing and calming to the nervous system. That was Leah Lagos, New York City psychologist and author of Heart, Breath, Mind, Train Your Heart to Conquer Stress and Achieve Success. Next, load up on fiber. Our study found that people who got a lot of fiber tended to spend more time on deep sleep when much of the body's restorative processes take place. They also woke up less throughout the night. It might be because people who eat more fiber eat less sugar, which can disrupt sleep. Aim for 25 to 35 grams of fiber daily. And that was Marie-Pierre Saint-Ange, Associate Professor of Nutritional Medicine and Director of the Sleep Center of Excellence, Columbia University, New York City. Next, create a restful spot. If work items, such as your laptop and phone, clutter or fill your bedside table, they can interfere with the time to rest message your bedroom should send to the brain. Create a tray of sleep-friendly items. Mine has a lavender essential oil and a dream journal. I also recommend a brain dump journal for jotting down worries or to-dos for the next day. Consider the tray a permission slip to rest. That was Karen Brody, author of Daring to Rest and Yoga Nidra Meditation, teacher-trainer at daringtorest.com. And next, plug into the right sounds. My job often involves sleeping outside, bathed in the relaxing sounds of nature. Rain falling in a forest, a gentle wind rustling leaves. These signal safety to your brain. When I'm not sleeping outdoors, I set my phone to flight mode and use an app to listen to sea waves lapping on a shoreline or the rustling leaves and flowing streams of a forest. And that was Phoebe Smith, author of Extreme Sleeps, Adventures of a Wild Camper, and creator of the Wander, that's W-A-N-D-E-R, Woman podcast. Good nights ahead. Two must-dos for your PM routine. First, choose a few wind-down activities. Listen to soft music, have a cup of chamomile tea, meditate. The key to an effective wind-down routine is doing the same things each night. This tells your body that it's time to get tired and go to sleep, like a baby's bedtime routine is designed to do, Brody says. Go to bed at the right time. For those with traditional schedules, that's between 9:30 and 10:30, 11 at the latest. This is when much of the slow wave stage of sleep happens, when your mind and body restore themselves, Mednick says. If you fall asleep at midnight, you'll miss out on a lot of that stage, even if you sleep 8 hours. So what's keeping you awake? We've got slumber solutions tailored to three common sleep saboteurs. One, my brain won't stop worrying. That's one for me. Focus on calming your body and brain, Logo says. These apps and items can make it easier. Try the Calm app. Listen to bedtime stories for grown-ups. You can choose from stories like modern versions of Jack and the Beanstalk and Rapunzel, or a guided journey down the Amazon River. It's $70 for a one-year subscription, which includes access to hundreds of guided meditations, soothing sounds, and stretching videos. This is available at Calm, that's CALM.com. Try Dodow, that's DODOW, a light metronome projects an expanding and contracting ring of light onto your ceiling. Match your breathing to the movement and you'll slow your breathing down to 6 to 11 breaths per minute to help your body relax. Choose between an 8 or 20 minute automatic shutoff mode. This is available $59 at mydodow.com. That's mydodow.com. Next, I get hot and sweaty. First, set the thermostat between 60 and 67, then outfit yourself and your bed with gear engineered to pull sweat away from skin and release body heat. Try Dags Mejan Stay Cool. This line of sleepwear is made of breathable eucalyptus fibers and fabric that wicks away moisture. Starting at $80 at dagsmejan.com. That's dagsmejan.com. Soma Cool Nights. These PJs are also made of a lightweight material that lifts moisture. From $30 at soma.com, S-O-M-A.com. Try Nest Bedding, Alexander Signature Cooling Topper. Layer this memory foam pad over your mattress to disperse body heat. Available from $199 at nestbedding.com. Number three, I keep waking up. Middle of the night disruptions can quickly add up to an overall poor quality of sleep. Research shows that interrupted sleep can be equivalent to getting no more than 4 hours of shut-eye. Stash a few tools nearby that you can use with your eyes closed to help you fall back to sleep. Try a gravity-weighted sleep mask. If you find the gentle pressure of gravity blankets soothing but tend to get overheated, try this mask. It distributes between 3/4 and 1 pound across your face. Available for $40 at gravityblankets.com. And try Nature's Truth Good Night Essential Oil Roll-On. The three main active ingredients, lavender, tangerine, and bergamot oils, are known to promote sleep. Some experts think inhaling a therapeutic scent means you'll start breathing more deeply and slowly, which can help coax you back to la-la land. Apply to wrists or temples. It's available for $7 at CVS.com. From Woman's Day, the best green and bargain beauty, being kind to the environment doesn't have to cost a mint. These affordable brands are making serious eco strides. Garnier, this is available, GarnierUSA.com. They launched the world's first ever beauty recycling program in 2011 in partnership with TerraCycle, allowing people to recycle otherwise non-recyclable beauty products for free. To date, 13.5 million. Products have been saved from landfills. Procter & Gamble, including brands like Pantene, Gillette, Venus, and Crest. They're part of TerraCycle's Loop program, You can investigate at loopstore.com, loopstore.com, which provides beauty and personal care products in refillable packaging with free delivery and pickup to reduce packaging waste. LushUSA.com is an industry leader in minimal packaging. Currently, just over half its products come naked without external packaging, including shampoo bars and bath bombs. The little packaging it does use is made of post-consumer, recycled and recyclable materials. And Unilever has a less, better, no plastic program that aims to cut the company's use of virgin plastic in half and convert to 100% reusable, recyclable, or compostable plastic packaging by 2025, including brands like Dove, Suave, Tresemme, and Love Beauty and Planet. Several Unilever brands are also part of that Loop program. From Good Housekeeping, the cleaning lab, I'm thinking about buying a robot vacuum cleaner. Are they worth it? Answer, they are. We've tested many robotic vacuums in our Good Housekeeping cleaning lab, and they've come a long way since we tried the first ones over 15 years ago. High-end models now use cameras and lasers to navigate better, and they can be scheduled and monitored via an app on your phone. That said, even basic bots that bump their way around your home will clean under and behind the bed and low furniture where a regular vacuum can't reach or you don't bother to go. Most have sensors to keep them from falling downstairs. No robot deep cleans as well as a full-size vacuum, so don't toss yours just yet. But send out a robot routinely to nab pet hair and other debris, and you'll be using your regular vacuum a lot less often. Look for the results of our full test of robot vacuums coming soon. Tried and tested new dish degreaser. This is also from the cleaning lab. Scrubbing crusty cookware is no easy task. Even overnight soaking doesn't always loosen dried-on deposits enough to completely eliminate the need for scouring. That's why I'm excited about new Dawn Power Wash dish spray. It cuts through tough gunk with just the pull of a trigger. This new formula dispenses as a foam to cling to grease and baked-on residue and immediately start dissolving it. A few minutes after spraying, simply wipe or lightly rub pans and dishes clean, then rinse. Use it on one item or an entire sink full of dishes. The lab lowdown, we like that Dawn Power Wash starts working while you're still cooking or while you're having dinner. And because it's a foam, it's less messy than soaking pots in your sink or on your counter. In Good Housekeeping cleaning lab tests, Dawn Power Wash impressively cut through hamburger drippings burned onto a skillet and melted grime off a grill grate with just a wipe and a rinse. The nozzle makes targeting hard-to-clean casserole corners super easy, and when the bottle is empty, simply remove the original sprayer and screw it onto a refill. That's Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray, available for $5, and you can look into it at dawn-dish.com. From Real Simple, 5 ways to boost your luck. 1. Surround yourself with optimistic, mentally tough people. I tell my clients to pretend luck doesn't exist. Lucky people are just people who don't stop until they succeed. Overemphasizing external factors outside your control is the quickest way to lose motivation. The most successful people I know are mentally tough enough to maintain optimism over the long term, despite the setbacks that occur, and they will, trust me. They also tend to be friends with each other, so that one of the best hacks for boosting your luck is to spend time with positive, resilient people. Two, prepare. Luck has this otherworldly, mythical air, but it boils down to preparation. When an opportunity comes along and you're ready to receive it, that's when luck happens. In Irish folklore, a young warrior's first task was to catch a hare, and then he'd walk into battle wearing the rabbit's foot around his neck. It wasn't a magical lucky charm. It was a reminder that he could get home safely because of his hard work and preparation. 3. Recognize that you are lucky already. Luck is the lens through which you see the world. The simple act of noticing the blessings in your life can make you feel like the luckiest person alive. Take the Bewitched episode where Darren receives a lucky charm. There's actually no spell on the charm, but because Darren believes he's lucky, he feels more confident and notices one good thing happening after another. Use Darren's sitcom situation to inform your own reality. If you wake up and tell yourself you're going to have an amazing day, you'll likely ride a wave of serendipity, too. 4. Refocus your attention. Where your attention goes, energy flows. So if you ask yourself, "Why do I have such crappy luck?" rest assured that your subconscious will deliver all sorts of reasons. When you complain about the challenges life throws at you, all that energy is wasted. Instead, pose a more beneficial question, such as, "What steps can I take to improve this situation?" You'll increase your luck by no longer engaging in past behaviors or unhealthy patterns, and by focusing on what is working. When you allow less than ideal situations to get under your skin, you push yourself farther from your own rainbow. And last, have faith in the cyclical nature of life. There are times when we feel lucky and everything falls into place. When luck is nowhere to be found, we can feel stuck in the mud. Most people think luck is random, but there is energy in our environment that flows in predictable cycles, influencing the situations we draw into our lives. Through classical feng shui, we gain awareness of when and how these cycles affect us and use elemental strategies to improve our, quote, luck. You can take advantage of unfavorable cycles to learn, grow, deepen your faith, and strengthen who you are. That way, when good cycles roll around, you'll be in a better position to bring opportunities to a higher level of fruition. From Woman's Day, the Daily Dilemma. I'm eco-conscious, but my family isn't. How can I sway them? WD's expert Tara Dodson, a sustainable living consultant and blogger at livingfullcircleblog.com, says there are 3 things. Stock the house. Just because they aren't actively eco doesn't mean the stuff they use can't be. Switch from plastic toothbrushes to bamboo and from paper napkins to cloth, and stock up on reusable beverage tumblers. 2. Make it fun. Plan an eco-friendly outing. 1 idea, grab canvas bags and spend the morning at your local farmer's market. Challenge yourselves to buy only fresh local ingredients to create a healthy meal. Next, lend a hand. Set aside time to volunteer together. Doing a beach, trail, or roadway cleanup. Performing this act of kindness as a family will help everyone see how choices have a positive impact. From Woman's Day, the best time to take family photos. To nail your next group photo session, use the sun as your guide, says Anna Gambuto, a New York City-based family photographer. When I plan a shoot, I look up at the sunset time for the day, and then I back it up by 60 minutes, she says. That time of day, known as the golden hour, because the light is typically soft and bright, is ideal for capturing everyone's best side. Early morning light will work too. Look up sunrise time and schedule your shoot up to an hour and a half later. Another important tip, dress in outfits without logos or patterns. From Martha Stewart Living, a superfood snack, honey peanut granola. Rolled oats provide extra cholesterol-lowering fiber. Store in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 2 weeks. Preheat oven to 300 degrees. On a baking sheet, stir together 3 cups rolled oats, 1 cup unsweetened coconut flakes, 1 cup unsalted roasted peanuts, 1/3 cup of honey, 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup packed light brown sugar, and 1 beaten large egg white. Spread evenly and bake, stirring every 15 minutes until golden, 40 to 45 minutes. Stir in 1/2 cup dried cherries. Bake 5 minutes more. Let it cool completely. Active time spent will be 15 minutes. Your total time is 1 hour and 15 plus cooling time, and it makes 7 cups. From Good Housekeeping, cheesy spinach and meat lasagna. Active time, 30 minutes. Total time is an hour. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 large cloves of garlic, finely chopped, 1 pound ground pork, kosher salt and pepper, 1/3 cup tomato paste, 3/4 cup dry white wine, 3/4 cup flat leaf parsley, roughly chopped and divided, 1 15-ounce container of part skim ricotta cheese, 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons grated pecorino cheese, 4 cups baby spinach, roughly chopped, 4-ounce part skim mozzarella cheese, coarsely grated and divided, and 6 no-boil lasagna noodles. Heat oven to 425. Heat oil and garlic in a large skillet on medium. Add pork, season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook, breaking the pork up with a spoon until beginning to brown, 5 to 6 minutes. Add tomato paste and cook, stirring, 2 minutes. Add wine and simmer, 2 minutes. Fold in 1/4 cup parsley. Meanwhile, in a bowl, combine ricotta, 1/4 cup pecorino, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Fold in spinach, all but 1/2 cup of the mozzarella, and remaining 1/2 cup parsley. Spread 1/2 cup meat sauce on the bottom of an 8-inch square baking dish. Top with 2 noodles and spread 1/3 or about 1/4 cup of the remaining sauce over the top. Dollop with 1/3 or about 1 cup of the ricotta mixture. Repeat. Place remaining 2 noodles on top, spread with remaining sauce, and dollop with remaining ricotta mixture. Sprinkle with remaining 1/2 cup mozzarella and 2 tablespoons pecorino. Cover tightly with an oiled piece of foil to prevent sticking, and bake 15 minutes. Uncover and bake until noodles are tender and top is golden brown, 8 to 10 minutes. And this serves 4. How about sheet pan shrimp and zoodles? Active time, 10 minutes. Total, 25. We need 1.5 pounds spiralized zucchini, 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 20 large peeled and deveined shrimp, 4 scallions thinly sliced, 4 cloves of garlic thinly sliced, 1 small red chili thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons dry white wine, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 4 ounces of feta cheese crumbled. Heat oven to 475. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss zucchini with 1 tablespoon olive oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Arrange in an even layer and roast 6 minutes. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, toss shrimp, scallions, garlic, and chili with wine, lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Scatter shrimp over the zucchini, drizzle with remaining tablespoon of oil, and sprinkle with feta. Roast until shrimp are opaque throughout, 5 to 7 minutes. This serves 4. The ultimate patty melt. 15 minutes is your active time, 20 for total. We need 1 pound ground beef chuck, kosher salt and pepper, 1/3 cup of mayo, 8 thin slices of rye bread, 6 thin slices of Swiss cheese, 1 cup caramelized onions, and 6 thin slices American cheese. Shape beef into 4 thin patties, slightly larger than the slices of bread. Heat cast iron skillet, a large one, on medium-high. Season the patties with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook 2 minutes per side, then transfer to a plate. Wipe out the skillet and return it to medium-low heat. Spread mayo on 1 side of each slice of bread. In 2 batches, place 2 slices of bread, mayo side down, in the skillet. Top each with 1.5 slices of Swiss cheese, 1 beef patty, 1/4 cup caramelized onions, 1.5 slices of American cheese, and the second slice of bread, mayo side up. Place the small skillet wrapped in foil on top of the sandwiches to press and cook until the bread is golden brown and crisp, 3 minutes per side. And this serves 4. No-stir creamy parmesan risotto. Active time 15 minutes, total time 35. We need 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 medium onion finely chopped, 2 cloves garlic finely chopped, 1.5 cups arborio rice, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup dry white wine, 3.5 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 1/2 cup freshly grated parmesan plus more for serving, and assorted stir-ins and toppings such as spinach, scallions, fried egg, pesto, lemon, peas, pea shoots, and or basil. And they're showing a couple of combos here. One was fried egg and pesto, 1 baby spinach and scallions, and 1 lemon plus peas plus pea shoots plus basil. Press sauté on an electric pressure cooker. Adjust to medium heat. Butter and oil with the onion. Adjust to medium and heat butter with oil and onion. Then cook, stirring occasionally till tender, 6 minutes. Stir in garlic and cook 2 minutes. Stir in rice and cook and a teaspoon salt and cook, stirring occasionally till golden brown and toasted, 4 to 6 minutes. Add wine and cook till absorbed, about 1 minute. Stir in broth, then press cancel. Lock lid and cook on high pressure, 5 minutes. Use quick release method to release pressure, then open lid. Stir risotto until the liquid has been absorbed, 2 to 3 minutes. Stir in the parmesan, then stir in whatever flavorings you chose and dress with toppings, then stir with additional parmesan and cracked pepper if desired. And this serves 4. Chicken curry in a hurry. Active time and total time are both 30 minutes. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 large onion chopped, 6 cloves garlic pressed, 1 red chili finely chopped, 2 tablespoons finely grated peeled fresh ginger, 1 tablespoon garam masala, 1 tablespoon ground coriander, 2 teaspoons sweet paprika, kosher salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 1.5 pounds boneless skinless chicken breasts cut into 2-inch chunks, 1 cup low-sodium chicken broth, 1/4 cup whole milk yogurt, plus more for serving, cooked rice and cilantro leaves for serving. Heat oil in a large Dutch oven on medium-high. Add onion and cook, stirring occasionally until it begins to brown, 3 to 5 minutes. Reduce heat to medium and cook, stirring occasionally till tender, 3 to 4 minutes more. Stir in garlic and chili and cook 1 minute. Stir in ginger, garam masala, coriander, paprika, and 1/2 teaspoon salt and cook, stirring 2 minutes. Stir in tomato paste and cook 2 minutes more. Season the chicken with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, then add to the pot and cook, tossing occasionally until no longer pink, 5 minutes. Stir in broth and gently simmer, covered until chicken is cooked through, 6 to 8 minutes. Stir in yogurt and serve over rice, sprinkled with cilantro if desired. And this serves 6. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. This program's intended for people who are blind and print impaired. It's readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long till next time.